Minister, I want to raise the issue of the dermatology service in Sligo University Hospital. It was written to by Dr. Dermot McKenna, a consultant dermatologist, who informed us that he was taking leave until the middle of July and no locum had been put in place to replace him during that period. It's a service that's under extreme stress. There are over 3,000 patients in the Sligo area waiting for new dermatological appointments, and the service in Letterkenny has been closed down, and there's 1,100 from Letterkenny have been directed to Sligo. The GP services also, GP Society in the area also wrote to us. They said that they were already under much stress for the past 20 years, and GP Perspective, the consultant, that this situation is very hard to fathom. They're simply asking for an adequate, workable dermatological service to be put in place for urgent cases and for routine cases to be seen in a timely fashion in the area. It's a serious problem now. I've raised issues with, I suppose, the issue of the pain management in Sligo is also under pressure. We've also had issues with the other services as well. We have no hip operations, we have no knee operations happening in the hospital. It's under serious pressure, and we need action
Minister
to ensure
to
the
respond.
Services are put in place.
Thank you,
it's an example of
Deputy,
the North West being left behind
up.
Again.
Deputy Kenny, thank you for raising this serious issue in relation to dermatology services and others in Sligo University Hospital. I will speak with the Minister for Health later on this afternoon, and I'll get a written response over to you. I'm not over the detail of that. We'll get you a response later on today or early tomorrow morning.